This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So what did you think?
I watched about 3.5 minutes of it, and then I said, all right, it's time to go to bed. I feel like I lived it, so I don't need to rewatch it again. But yeah, it was cool. It's a cool production. I'm sure everybody back home is enjoying it, and obviously everybody in Buffalo. But yeah, it looks pretty cool.
What sort of team reaction even this morning for those that did? Was there any talk about it?
Not really. It wasn't a breakfast topic. Once again, I think it's a big deal for everybody else to kind of look in and see what's going on. But for us, it's like, yeah, we don't want to like relive our life that we just went through. So. You know, we're just hanging out, not really thinking too much of it. Hard Knocks does a good job of kind of being here but not being here, so it's fun though to let everybody else see what's going on.
Sir, we all got to see KJ Scooter. When you first saw KJ Scooter, this like what was your impression?
It's built to size. It's about, I mean, I didn't think it was gonna make it all the way through camp, and I think it made 3 days. So it was a good laugh for everybody involved though. Hey Dalton.
Is this a sign while you're on your bike, or is this
your bike? Yeah. But I don't. Camera's making, like, she's all zoomed in and stuff, making me uncomfortable. But you know, it's just something for the camera, I guess.
What was it like to get, you know, to camp and kind of have to wait patiently to get out there as you're kind of working back from the back?
It's brutal. I mean, not so much from the back hurting, but the missing out on everything from like this building the team. Yeah, that involves playing Catan, hanging out, and eating lunch. But I mean, it also starts on the grass. That's the main thing. So. Just sitting there and watching everybody else put the work in, and I was helping Vandy and Tylen and my mate from England. But I mean, it's different from standing there and like watching plays. Okay, I'm getting my mental reps to actually being in it. And today I was only supposed to do like 12 to 15 reps, and I think I ended up doing over 20, almost 30. And I gave Crum the finger because he wanted to take me out, and I was like, I'm not going out now. I feel fine. So got a little cardio in, but it was awesome to get back in there and just be in the huddle again.
Just get into a little bit of a shoving match too.
Absolutely.
Talk about the importance of the consistency of your group with the so few man games lost over the last couple of seasons, and the consistency, you know, of the group and what that does for you.
It's just so easy to come out of a huddle after you hear a play call and Connor can say three words and everybody's on the same page, or you know, he has all the protection, all the mic ID stuff, but as soon as we break the line, before Sybil and I are even set, we already have what we're going to do. Like if it's a pass play or if it's a run play, like he and I can work together. And the conversation from 2 years ago has dropped drastically, and it just kind of frees up the mental side of the game, and everybody can just focus on the physical side of it. So that's just playing with confidence, which is huge in this league, and working together. It's awesome, though. It's a cool thing to experience. Not a lot of people do, and when it works well, it's pretty awesome.
What kind of confidence do you have in Ray Davis and Ty Johnson?
Mm-hmm. Studs. I know we have three backs for three downs, but I think all three of them can play whatever down we want them to. They're all super talented, and I think Ray's taken a really big step just from what I've seen from his rookie year to this year, and Ty's still doing his thing. He's kind of our utility knife out there. He can do a little bit of everything, and they all can block. So I think we do have a really, really good running back room, and I'm anxious to see what they do with us next year. So,
back injuries for offensive linemen are usually bad news. How confident are you that this issue is taken care of and isn't going to be something that lingers or plagues you as the year goes on?
It's just consistency with what I was doing, and how it flared up was I was doing this new lift because I wanted to get back into squatting a little bit. It wasn't a squat, but it's a variation, and I was just trying to crank it up a notch for to get ready for training camp. I wanted to be kind of get back to my college ways because I was as big and as strong as I was when I was in college. I wanted to get back to that, so I was pushing the envelope a little too far. But up until that point, I was fine. So just knowing what I can and can't do and being smart with it. And like I said a couple of days ago, that the worst of it was 3 years ago, and then I had the surgery, and I've been fine since. Of course, I've had flare-ups that you guys didn't even know about, but you know about this one because obviously training camp started. So it's just getting in the training room and getting there early and being consistent with what you do because the back just loves stability, and it comes from your hips and your ass. So just lighting all that up every single day and going on about it. So
I mean, it's monotonous, but that's my job, so I have to do it.
I used to in college, I used to be able to do all these things.
Well, yeah, that was 6 years ago. Yeah. I guess I'm kind of old compared to college standards. I look at college kids now, they look like they're 14, so... but I don't feel old. No, I don't feel old. Dion's 31. He looks like he's 19 years old. So I think we age well here.
So the back flare-ups, they're related to the surgery from years ago?
I mean, it's just, I don't know how you can answer that. Yeah, I guess. I mean, surgery went great. It was fine. But the flare-ups are from my muscles overworking or the disc getting mad, and then that's when my muscles will tense up and they won't release until the inflammation goes down from the disc. So really all it is mobility, strength, and stability. So just working on those three things, and our training staff does a super good job here that helps me out, and we've already been through it before, so it's not really like, oh, what's going on? It's like, all right, back to these seven exercises for the next 3 weeks, and that's what we've been doing. So just staying on top of it, and it's gotten better every single week. Obviously it's going to be like this a little bit, but you know, over time we'll be all the way up here. So I'm looking forward to it.
Was this one of those things where, because you have the time and space, because of when it was on the calendar, that took as much time as you did? Was that again? Was this a situation where, because you had as much time and space, because of where it is on the calendar now being a regular season, that you took as much time as you did to get back?
I mean, I came back about as fast as I could have, I thought. Maybe it could have been a couple more days earlier than it was today, and then I did end of the last 2 days before the off day, so give or take 4 or 5 days in difference. But, you know, I think the timeline was good. All the coaches were souping up with me that take your time. We know what you can do. Come back when you're ready. But, I mean, I was ready to go a couple of days ago. I was supposed to take it easy today, and I couldn't do it. So hopefully tomorrow I'll wake up all right, but I'm sure I will.
How comforting is it to have that confidence from the coaches that when they say, like Joe Brady this morning, that they know what you can do, sort of allowing you to give you your space to recover the way you need to? How comforting is that?
It's a lot more comforting than 3 years ago when I was coming off my second year. I was panicking because I had back surgery. But, you know, it's having confidence from them brings confidence to myself. And that's also locker room related as well. You know, years ago I was worried about locker room and how I'm being portrayed, or like what people think I can do, and the confidence that they have, my teammates have in me. And now everybody knows what I can do, and coaches know that. So it was more comforting. I was more relaxed going into this little flare up, but we're solid.
Especially when it comes to the locker room and the culture that you entered into, what was it like entering the culture that was developing at that time, or mostly developing? And now what's it like being part of that culture and being a veteran guy?
I think when I came in, the Bills already been to an AFC Championship game, and that's pretty much the standard. We're making a deep playoff run and hope for the Super Bowl. That's the standard here right now. And coming into as a young guy, I didn't want to let anybody down. I just wanted to work hard and do my job. And I don't really think any of that's changed since I've got here. The only thing that's changed is now I'm in the position to push those young guys to do their job, do their part, take this serious. I know that you're a rookie or a second-year guy. You think you have time in your career to kind of, like, figure it out. But the sooner you do figure it out, it helps the rest of us out. So, you know, just trying to help them along the way. Every guy's different, so you got to go at a different angle. But it's a fun way to do it, for sure.
What sustains it? Because, I mean, we see teams that are in the playoffs 1 year and miss 3 years and all that stuff. What do you think has sustained that?
And it's just the carryover from the year before. You know, you have guys coming in and out, and the biggest word you can use is consistency. Like, bring all the main keys you had from last year, or main players, bring them in. hopefully the guys younger can catch up a step and help the younger. It's just all, it's like a water down effect. Just help everybody out below you in a way. And it's just consistency, and that's why missing the first week and a half of training camp sucks for me, because I wasn't consistent for a week and a half. So that's why today I had to go out there and show that I can still do it, and starts tomorrow, I'll do it again. And then we'll move all the way through January and February, so.
Osiris is getting ready for his third season. How have you kind of seen him progress through the first couple of years?
I mean, I think he's given up one sack in 3 years. Is that pretty accurate? Yeah, I mean, I haven't really heard of that ever, to be fair. But I mean, I love playing next to the guy. For 2 weeks, I was very skeptical, and he knows that. And I was giving him a hard time. We still joke about it. But I love him to death. He's going into his third year. I mean, I expect him to take another step and just being, like I just said, consistency is the biggest thing for a lineman. And you have a good play here, and you have three busts, but Josh gets the ball off. Oh, it wasn't a sack, wasn't a rush. But it's just consistency, and I think he's going to just take another step in that direction. And I think he's also way more confident. He's had the technique from Cromer under his belt the last 2 years here. So I can see the confidence in him and the technique that he's using. It's going to be a good year for him.
Who on the offense led the charge for the stashes?
Okay. To get this out here, Dave and Connor say camp stashes. I've had this since OTAs. Actually, before OTAs, the whole offseason I've had this stash. But now the quarterbacks did it for their camaraderie, but I'm growing the beard back, so I'm off the sash game a little bit. It's getting to be football season, so the offseason's over.
Spence, just a question about you and your teammates. What it's like to see Tre'Davious White out there, understanding, you know, how his exit to Buffalo took place and all he's been through to get back to this place.
I think it's just awesome to see him back in the red and blue. I mean, the guy brings juice. He's the ultimate locker room guy, works his tail off. That's a veteran that really motivates and pushes younger guys. So Max and all those other young guys are going to learn from him. But just a big juice, glue, teammate, camaraderie, loves Buffalo, plays hard. I mean, check, check, check. We want Tre'Davious White in Buffalo, so it's good to see him back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.